Hello. This is the listening part. Here are the instructions. You will hear each recording twice. There is a pause before each task so that you can look at it. Work on the task while listening. At the end, there is another pause to let you think about your answers. Now read the instructions and the exercises for task one. You now have 30 seconds to look at the task.
Welcome to another episode of our series, Places Worth Seeing. What could be more wonderful for a tourist experience than visiting a real royal palace? Buckingham Palace is recognised around the world as the home of Elizabeth II, the focus of national and royal celebrations, as well as the location of the regular changing the guards ceremony. Let me start by telling you a little bit about the history of the place. It was built in 1703 as a townhouse for the Duke of Buckingham, and in 1761 it was bought by King George III. It's always been strongly associated with queens. Originally intended for Queen Charlotte and given to her in 1775, it was known as the Queen's House, and then became the official London residence when Queen Victoria took the throne in 1837. It is now associated mainly with Elizabeth II, who lived here longer than anybody else in history. In 1820, George IV started renovations to turn it into a small, comfortable home, but he changed these plans to a much bigger and more impressive design in 1826. This, however, proved very expensive, so the architect, John Nash, was replaced in 1829. Queen Victoria, who was the first monarch to actually live in Buckingham Palace, found many problems. The chimneys didn't work properly, so the palace was either cold or filled with smoke. Ventilation was bad, so it smelled, and lazy servants left the whole residence dirty. These issues were all fixed, however, by the Queen's husband, Prince Albert, in 1840. In 1847, the palace was expanded with a new wing, but it was left empty again in 1861 when the Queen's husband died. Now let me tell you a few facts about the palace. The front of the palace measures 108 metres across and it's 120 metres deep, so it's pretty big. It's also 24 metres high and contains over 77,000 square metres of floor space. There are 775 rooms, including 188 staff bedrooms, 92 offices, 78 bathrooms, 52 principal bedrooms, and 19 staterooms. Wow. It also has a post office, cinema, swimming pool, doctor's surgery, and jeweler's workshop. If you want to visit the staterooms, tickets are available at different prices depending on your age. Adults pay £30, young people up to 24 pay £19.50, and children between 5 and 17 years of age, as well as disabled people, pay only £16.50. Younger children can get in free. The visit can also be combined with a royal day out, but costs are almost twice as high as just for a visit to the staterooms, so it's not really for everybody. Welcome to another episode of our series, Places Worth Seeing. What could be more wonderful for a tourist experience than visiting a real royal palace? Buckingham Palace is recognised around the world as the home of Elizabeth II, the focus of national and royal celebrations, as well as the location of the regular changing the guards ceremony. Let me start by telling you a little bit about the history of the place. It was built in 1703 as a townhouse for the Duke of Buckingham. And in 1761, it was bought by King George III. It's always been strongly associated with queens. Originally intended for Queen Charlotte and given to her in 1775, it was known as the Queen's House, and then became the official London residence when Queen Victoria took the throne in 1837. It is now associated mainly with Elizabeth II, who lived here longer than anybody else in history. In 1820, George IV started renovations to turn it into a small, comfortable home, but he changed these plans to a much bigger and more impressive design in 1826. This, however, proved very expensive, so the architect, John Nash, was replaced in 1829. Queen Victoria, who was the first monarch to actually live in Buckingham Palace, found many problems. The chimneys didn't work properly, so the palace was either cold or filled with smoke. Ventilation was bad, so it smelled, and lazy servants left the whole residence dirty. These issues were all fixed, however, by the Queen's husband, Prince Albert, in 1840. In 1847, the palace was expanded with a new wing, but it was left empty again in 1861 when the Queen's husband died. Now let me tell you a few facts about the palace. The front of the palace measures 108 metres across, and it's 120 metres deep, so it's pretty big. It's also 24 metres high and contains over 77,000 square metres of floor space. There are 775 rooms, including 188 staff bedrooms, 92 offices, 78 bathrooms, 52 principal bedrooms and 19 staterooms. Wow! It also has a post office, cinema, swimming pool, doctor's surgery and jeweller's workshop. If you want to visit the staterooms, tickets are available at different prices depending on your age. Adults pay £30, young people up to 24 pay £19.50, and children between 5 and 17 years of age, as well as disabled people, pay only £16.50. Younger children can get in free. The visit can also be combined with a royal day out, but costs are almost twice as high as just for a visit to the staterooms, so it's not really for everybody.
This is the end of the task.